Chapter 31. Suitcase Simpson sat very straight in the chair across from Jesse's desk. He was always serious when he reported, like a kid, Jesse thought, giving a school report on Denmark. "Bo Marino," he said, "is around school bragging about how he spent a night in jail. Troy Drake is staying clear of Bo, and Kevin Feeney hasn't been in school for the past 3 days." "You try his house?" Jesse said. "Not yet. I wanted to check with you first." "Okay," Jesse said. "Go get him." "What about Drake?" "We don't know that Drake was involved," Jesse said. "Candy said, Candace," Jesse said. "And we didn't get any of this from her, remember?" Simpson nodded. "And take Molly with you," Jesse said. "You think I can't handle this alone?" "I've seen you handle worse than this alone, Suit. Molly has a calming effect on parents." Simpson looked pleased for a moment and left. Jesse picked up the phone and called Abby Taylor. "You still representing Bo Marino?" he said when she answered. "No." "Old man fire you?" "He didn't get the chance," Abby said. "Good for you." "File him under life's too short," Abby said. "Are you going to pursue this?" "I am." "I wish you well." "You know who your replacement is?" "No, but I'll bet he's a loudmouth," Abby said. "No bet," Jesse said. "Want to have dinner some night?" There was a pause. Jesse waited. Then Abby said, "Of course I would. I've always felt bad about the way we ended. Grey Gull," Jesse said. "Tonight?" Again the pause. Again Jesse waited. "Absolutely," Abby said. "I'll meet you there." "Good," Jesse said, and hung up. He leaned back against his chair and looked up at the ceiling for a time. "See if I can stay sober."